I must say, you know, I don't have all the answers. I don't know if I have all the questions, but I find this like an amazing issue. And let's just take things up again, ask some questions, and see what we know, what we don't know. And maybe we even take on this week's Pasha. We'll see exactly, you know, a little bit. Okay. Okay, let's see the words in the Ramban again. Eino mitzvah medivreim elyoid imbo. He means those who know it, who mitzvah, and he's using it's something like a mitzvah al derech hazirus. It's a mitzvah al derech hazirus, like like they say by it's a mitzvah, it's a mezaris to the mitzvah. And here the SME is a zirus. I don't know. The Ramban doesn't anyway give us a clue what means derech hazirus. And it doesn't tell you if this expression, the word mitzvah, is ever used in such a way to be derech zirus. Okay? But he assumes something which we have no clue of what he's talking about. Okay, but that's what he says. The Enoi. Okay. And he says, and then he says, what it is, he says, the Derech HaZirus, She Yistaklu Bo, it means, the Zirus is to use it, and it's not a Poshetri, it's Yistakil Bo. V'yodiyu Asidois L'shah Umos. And he should use it to prophesy and tell the future to Gentiles. Okay? Ki inyan amemah sheinah shechozah v'yomah kol yadeh lachshay kubuz mazoz le'inu mechashah holokoz o'yme es poil Hashem lo yabitu umay seyodok lo yoro v'zui sheninu kubuz mazoz gemachi es papus l'chochum. It's the end of Sherish Aleph. Towards the end of Sherish Aleph. Oh, this one, come on. Vizu. Okay, Vizu, Shanino, Tupus, Magamachis, Papas, Machokam. I skipped that. I didn't do it last week, and I just want to get into this now, okay? Because we have to get moving. This is like Lashin Shabbos. An Ayin Hey, Amin Aleph. Tere Maskel, Eni Amin. Shechochma nikeres, because we don't talk about anything about saying the future. Eizel chochma vino le'am, it doesn't say what it is. Shemar lehem simon ledvorov behiruch achama mazolos. He's talking about, he's saying something and he's bringing a raya to it from the constellations. Okay? Shemeidin kidvorov. And what does he say? And Rashi is very explicit. Shonazu gishuma vihikain. Okay. It's going to be a certain type of very, the it's going to be a rainy year. Shonazu shchuna vihikain. Shekolo itim lefi mahalech achamo b'mazol eseho u'meloid eseho b'mazol toli hakol lefi asho amascheles l'shamesh b'knisas achamo l'mazol. Okay, I'm not getting involved in the efficacy. There's a Rambam and Ramban about this and how the Gemara do it and how the Rishonim learn it, but this is what Rashi presents, is what the Ramban presents. Okay, to say that whatever it is, that's what it is. The Ran also on the Rif same approach. Rashi and Shir HaShirim, we're not clear that he's learning the Gemara is talking about Asidah. Rashi Shir HaShirim Zayin Hei Einecho Kebrechois Asher B'cheshbon HaMoshes Mayim Kein Einecho Al Shabbas Rabim Chachomecho Kishehen Yoshvin B'Shara Yerushalayim Ho'ir Bas Rabois Om V'asukin B'cheshbon Tkufus Mazolois Chochmaschem V'inaschem. You don't get me to say that's what Bezen Agol, that's what the Bezen, that's what they're involved in. Chesnit. Le'ine Amim, Moishchais Kebrechas Mayim. So I'm not sure if Rashi and Shir HaShirim is looking at it, but that's irrelevant to me, okay? There's an Ramban here, Rashi and Shabbos, and the Ran there. Okay? Push Aida. Very clear knowledge of how the Shubas the Ram, because the Ram learns they're looking at Maite Bereshis in order to bring a person to Avos and Yerushalayim. Okay? They're looking at the Olam. And that's the Tshuvas Rambam. It's very clear about that. Okay? That's what we have. We're not interested at all in the Rambam at the moment. We're interested in this Ramban. Okay? That's what he says. Now, what I just want to ask a few questions, and then I want to discuss it. So, you get the impression there's some Indian to tell non-Jews about the future. And the Ramban doesn't give us a clue of what we're talking about at all. Correct? But there's a zeros. Those people know it. She's stakulba. And they should go out and tell the non-Jews. Okay? That is what he says, correct? That's one. Okay. Secondly, that we don't know what this is talking about. The question is, the second question, which is even more bothersome, okay, so you don't know what he's talking about, well, no, okay, go visit it. You know, see, see, the odd thing is to tell you something. See, it's not really our issue, okay? The Gemara Shabbos is really like it's an aside from the side. Because the Ram says the Gemara Shabbos is Pshat and Bahag. And the Ram says not Pshat and Bahag. The Pshat and Gemara Shabbos is a different Pshat, okay? What the Pshat in the Gemara Shabbos is, L'chayr is not again B'chal to say for Mrs. He's saying the Ram is wrong, okay? But he does bother to tell us what the pshat is, and what he says is offhand, almost gibberish, because we don't know what he's talking about, okay? Correct? That is point number one, correct? So we want to understand, but it's not like a catchy, you just want to understand, what is he saying, okay? Secondly, the Ramban is of the opinion, and that's where things get really, very difficult. The Ramban has a new mitzvah in Midian HaMitzvahs, which you find the Bahag and possibly Rav Sadi going, okay? But it's called the mitzvah of Tom Tiye Mashem Elokecha. Okay? A mitzvah in Midian HaMitzvahs, in positive shape. Okay? Ramban in mitzvahs Sheshoch HaRav, mitzvah Shminis. Shinetzavinu liyos lovenu livovenu tomim imoy. Vuhu shene'ema tomim tiye ima shem alokecho. V'inyin hatavo azoyt, oto what's the pshat in this mitzvah? Sheniyachei, we'll go about this later, we'll see. Shniyachei levovenu eilov levado yisborach ushenamin. Okay, shuhu levadoi. The question is ushenamin.
What's it? Can you read the next word? What is it?
Can you read it? Say it like that. Ushana Amin.
Vishanamin.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. Ushanamin. Shehu. Levado Isako. Uhu. Hayudei Amitas Kolosim. Mimenu. Levado Nidre Shabos. Minivio Omean Shechasila. What's the room between them? Well, Nidrish Mehebe. Velo Nidrish Mehebe Shomayim. Below Mizulasom, below Niftach Shivo Divrei Makapon, because the only emes is only from Makolish Baruch Hu, and the only Gili emes is only from Makolish Baruch Hu. The only one who knows the F, the future is only Makolish Baruch Hu, and that's the mitzvah. Avo Nishma Dova Mehem Noima Hakol Bnei Shemayim Ki Hu Mishana Mechatz Kachom Mazolus Kiritzaynoi. Make places badim, but case minyot. So Shaila is that we shouldn't be involved in Gilei Asidos. So Bchal, what's he talking about? This is zealous v'yoydim bo to do something which a priori is against the mitzvah, which Ramban was machadish in Mitzvah Shocharav. Okay, because the Ram doesn't have this mitzvah, Ramban has. Okay, we'll see. The Ram quotes the Mishnah Torah. Not this year, maybe next week, okay, but that's not negated to us now. That's the gap, correct? So I have two questions. What Bachal is talking about? What's he talking about? And how does this square with the mitzvah Tom Tiyem Lashelika? Two simple questions, correct? So, L'chaira, you would say that there's no problem of making this cheshbon and talking about it. The problem is for the Jews to take it seriously for themselves. Tom Tiem L'Shev L'Kecho. But you can make this cheshbon and tell everyone in the world about it. That's not a stirat in mitzvah. The stirat in mitzvah is being involved in this and thinking for yourself that it's going to affect you, and this is what's decreed on you. That's what he says, correct? He doesn't say there's a problem of predicting the future. He says the problem, Jews should be as a mitzvah. Jews should be tavinu liyos levovinu tomim imo yisale. Okay? Tomim imo yisale. We should be with God. We'll see what that means exactly, okay? That's not the game, but whatever it is making these cheshbonis and getting involved in it, l'cheira, we don't know that's the problem. The problem is taking it seriously for ourselves. So maybe that's what Ramban says, that telling goyim is not a problem. But, you know, even starting and assuming that, you know, something which a priori for the mitzvah is for us not to do it, and to let the goyim know about it, kilu is the zilus, which ostensibly is against the whole thrust of the mitzvah, and it should be zilus to do that, you know, it's off, you know, it's like, you know, so therefore what? So you said a chiluk, so, okay, so, no, so it's not enough, but you know, so what's going on, correct? It's fair questions? Fair questions, though. Now, Lamaisi is, L'chera a priori, and this is going to be an interesting thing, they might, you could imagine that there's no Issa by Bnei Noach to be involved in Hovei Shamayim. It's only for us. L'chera is a bit Tom Tiel HaShecha. It's after Matan Teirah. Goyim, no problem. Okay? And L'chera, it's not one of the Zionists of Bnei Noach. And even though there's a Tana that says, you know, there's one Tana that says Kishu. That's Nadir. That's Rav Shimon, okay? But when we get to Rav Yosi of Kola Omo, but Pash is Kishu, Ben Noach Muzolo. That's where it gets a little sticky. Lo Yimoti B'chol Mavi B'noi B'itoi B'eish Ket Koisim K'somim Mo'oini Menachesh U'machashiv v'choy v'chove v'shel ov yidayni v'dei shal ameisim v'goyme v'glad chayv yisrael ha'shem alakecha v'yoy shayisom y'ponecha v'lonish in king kizis. You can say, no, we paskin like the Tanakama and all these things of v'chak shop yisrael ha'yisrael. There's no chiv misa, and that's the chidushim yuchas n'ran, and everything's okay. Okay, it's an isa for the isuim of all these things don't apply to good. But say that. Stop. Okay. So at this point, we might understand that it might be muta for them. Okay, but we still understand what we're doing. Okay, now. It's not clear what exactly is going on here, okay? Because there is a toelis in getting involved in this chokma, okay? So I'm talking like, you know, I'm quoting one of the Rishonim, okay? So no, I'm just trying to tell you, you know, if I come over here and tell you this, you know, it's like well, okay. I'm reading you a little snippet from the Ramban in Duran, in Drosh Duran, in Drosh Yudala. Okay? He's having polemics with the Rambam, that the Rambam says that that the whole thing is Hevel Avodim, there's no such thing, and okay, so he says, Shehari Hiskiru, Bepeg Misha Hershech, Ma'asim Rabim, Sha'oila mehem sha'mazu poil ba'odo. Something's going on. Im lo she'yishanehu sibas ha'mitzvahs. If you don't do mitzvahs, you don't have a schus, ma'asim tevim, the mazu is going to get you. I'm reading Aran, okay? V'im kein, reflect Aran, listen to this kasha. V'im kein, tzoch bir, lo mosu teira, ho en yodem hoen. Okay. Vektaran, you know. Okay. So, by goyim, so, fakert. So it's no problem. And fakert is a toelis, correct? That l'chera is what he says, okay? Ukishem sheishlimo, ma shenechsa me'akdomis. What was he? Hayidia kishaloi nisho. Oh, he's like V in case or beer. Okay. He says with jiju hachuva shehatira osra oisom ho inyon kulon the apa pi she moshech bohem toelis. Okay. And he says in his discussion, because basically what happens is we'll see that goyim, or in general what they do is, and he says shehashimush b'dvorim ohein, it becomes a mogol l'avodah zarah. And the Ran says, "Shashimish v'dvorim mohem yovi v'roim mekechovim v'gadlom v'yeh epshe shimoshech mizeh shiavdom v'shiachshav shemashi o'i lakechovim o yaziku yiyeh bebechirotim v'tzoynom v'kshkfi ma shenase me'apolim ha'uvim etzlom o asnuyim. If you do something that they like, they change it according to your like, o yoyil o yazik v'zeh kuru toz gomu." Okay? So the tale was bothered that it's an introduction to Avodah Zarah, and this introduction to Avodah Zarah, so even though you have a toilet summit, okay, Beseda. But, however, I will tell you, goyim, who don't have the Sibas HaMitzvahs, you know, they're finished. Okay, so you'd want to know, What's at stake for you, and you know, and avoid it. So then it makes sense. No, Jews have mitzvahs, And the Torah is afraid because of Mobile of the Zohar. But Goyim, they're on my soul. And everything's fine and dandy. Correct? What?
You're going to tell the Goy it's going to be a dry year and you shouldn't plant crops and you're going to plant crops. Like, it's not so practical to make the distinction between him and you.
Why?
Unless he's in a different place.
No, no, he can be in the same place. But you, I don't know,
the,
you...
The mitzvahs we're going to get
right. I don't know anything. I'm just telling you that's what it, you know, that's the scoop, okay? I don't know anything. But, you know, even before you get started, you can ask yourself a question, you know, why should there be a zilus to tell the goyim legalis lumus olim ahezik shiob aleim? In other words, you're basically trying to help them that they shouldn't, you know, to save them. Okay, so if you know you learn in general that stam goy is the oiver avod zara, okay, and the Ram says in Perek Yud the bruchas avod zara. Halacha Aleph in Kosim Brisli Oyver Avodah Zarah. I'm just using the Frankl's translation, which changed in the first the Knanim and this and that. Oyver Avodah Zarah. Kedei Shenasi Moen Sholem Anich Oysem La'avdah V'chule. Then he says, V'oser L'rachim Aleihem Shnem Lo Yisachonim L'fichim Ro Mehem Oyvei Oy Tevei Avano Lo Yalenu V'o Notu Lomus Lo Yetzilenu Avol Abdoi B'yodoi Ol Adochko B'lebo U'kreitzi B'zeh. So the question is, you assume we're not so interested. And kilos and zeros to tell the future sounds, you know, offhand very askew. Okay?
We know that telling the future is going to help. Because if you know what the future is, you'll be able to prevent it.
No, no, no. If the future is that there's going to be an earthquake in place X, so you know to stay away from that place. Okay, or if you know there's going to be lightning that's going to strike over here, or if you know this, you know, okay?
The future's not about a specific person. That you're
I don't know. We don't know anything, you know. I'm not getting involved in the chalomis that came to Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that the guy had a dream that he was going to go for his mischa, and he's going to, the ice is going to break under him, and he's going to drown. And Rav Chaim Volozhiner says, "Dibbe chalomis lemayu lemayu." Okay, he dreamt it again. Of Chaim Volozhiner said, okay, and then the guy went and he drowned. And Chaim Volozhiner said, "Kilo, I'm not getting involved. His mom was training back and forth about this, the whole business." He said, "If a guy comes to me again, I would tell him the same thing." Okay, I'm not getting involved. I'm not getting involved in this. Okay.
Was it Goy or Jew?
With a Jew.
Sure.
With a Jew. Okay, good. I'm not getting. If you want, we can have a whole shiur about chalomis, but that's not the gate us now. Okay, we're interested in this now. Okay. Now, besides this Rambam, it's not clear at all that it's actually mutter for goyim to be involved in this. Okay. A mavoy l'avodah zarah. What exactly happens? Okay. Okay.
The Ramban Chumash talks about
that. I'm going to get the Ramban Chumash. I'm getting first to start with the Gemara. Okay, there's more than heads in the Ramban Chumash. There are few Ramban Chumash. Okay, Ramban Chumash over here. Ramban Chumash has the Tava. Well, I did my homework. Okay, I hope I did. But okay, so say it. Next comes the. So we know that this is a Mbola Vodazor, correct? So comes the. So l'cheira, it's almost like giving them a mikshol. Besides the problem,
almost it is.
Yeah, but I don't know if mikshol b'yadayim is something like giving them a something, giving them the opportunity. So I'm not sure. You have to distinguish where the sne'iva starts and giving them the opportunity of doing something which they wouldn't have had, and they want to do it. You're giving it to them. And or doing something which, you know, may cause them, you know, to go off. There's a difference between the two. I'm not getting involved in that. Okay, the Seder. That's not my issue. The Miri in Sanhedrin. Let's just get the facts straight. The Miri in Sanhedrin, Nuvam Mabez, Avodamachai, B'nei Noyach Mutorim Boy, V'chein Asiris. Apa pishu keined menachar. Mutolim bo. Whatever that means. Okay? V'chein chukas agoyim. Kagoyim kaysayim u'mo'inein u'menachesh u'machashef. V'chei v'chover. V'shev o v'yidoyini v'doyer shal ha-meisim. Apa pishem chukas agoyim. V'nim shochim heim l'ikri abudazola. Mutolim heim b'kulo. The apa pi Shenema bohem biglal toy vusahim, Hashem morishoy som. Vim kein lo menenshu, achesh lehuzuru, loy omro elo shehim sulom, umeybi le'inin avodizoro, shaleim ne'enshu. Buhu sheomu lemata, avodizoro, di inanish goyim ala. So you have to understand what he's talking about. It brings to avodizoro, and they got the oynish for it because bring, so is mutter, is not mutter. The whole meaning is not clear. There are those that talk about it. I'm not getting involved. It's not clear what he's saying, okay? Correct? I'm just telling you, just looking at this miri, it's not clear that you would, you know, advise or give a goy, you know, tell the goy if you should get involved in this, okay? However, comes the Ramban in Devarim per Yudches Pasuk Tes. This is what the Oma Kosev Ki Toav As Hashem Ko Oise Eile, the Oma Oise Kol Eile, Ki Akos Yida Be Al Rubom, Ki Hamoine Vamenachesh Eino Toevo, V'lo Hurish Haknanim Barburim. Ki kol bnei odom yisavu ledas asidois lomoi umisaskin b'chochmis rabois ko'elu ledato. Okay. Ramban. So l'cheira, what we've done is we say that the Torah doesn't call it to'eva, first of all. And once you have that, it's not very clear that it's a mavoi l'avodah zarah, even though you can't really explain to yourself, if you're talking about the opportunity and all the tolos of the zarah, is it the shemesh and this, it's very difficult to imagine that it's not a mavoi l'avodah zarah, but the Ramban himself doesn't seem to say, telling us see this mavoi l'avodah zarah. That's one, okay? Now, there are two things that become very strange, which I'll get to in a second. Let me hold this off. This probably should be later. The Ramban discusses the Trofim, okay? And I'm interested more in terms of the Trofim and what it means in terms of David. And what's going on, okay? And what's but that I think we'll hold to later. At the moment, l'cheira goyim misavet no asidis, and it's not toeva, even though you could imagine that it is toeva with the miri and this and that, okay? You can't understand exactly why you're trying to do them this favor, okay? But they be machshu them according to Ramban. It's not clear there's a michshol here at all. Okay? So there's no michshol. You don't know why we're doing it in this teva. Correct? That's what we're saying. There's nothing more than that at the moment. Correct? Okay? But, you know, it's an amazing thing. You know, what is he talking about? Okay. A zealous to do it becomes strange. However, you can't add to this another Ramban Chumash. That even Ben Noach, the Rabbein Lishol ideally doesn't want them to be involved in this. Okay? That's an important Ramban, correct? By far the Ramban, that they don't want Ben Noach to be involved in this, and you have a Zirus in the Gemara to tell him to be involved in this, then it becomes offhand crazy, correct? That Lechon is an important thing, correct? Here's the Ramban. Ramban, Breishis, Vov Tes. איננו נפטה אחרי הוברי שמיים ומנחש ואינן. Okay. So even though it's not a toeva according to Yana Ramban, okay, but l'chira, it's not a maila. Okay, and to say there's a zilus, tell the goyim, that sounds like, a little bit zany, correct? Because she came after Avodah. And you know something? Even this kol shekein is a little bit odd according to the Ramban. It's not a mavoi. Okay? But that's not, that's an internal question, Ramban. But I'm interested, it's not kilu, it's not something you give shishi for in your Yom Kippur, obviously. Don't go say it.
Eino niftach rehu v'shomayim v'nachesh v'yoneh. Koshkenach avodizo ve'enenu shemeya lohem klau rak b'shem levadoi hu dovek tomit. That's noyach. Okay? So even though there's a mitzvah of tom tia which might only apply to Jews, okay, I know some try to say it applies, but I'm not getting involved in that, okay? I like to say simple. L'chayis only applies to Jews. However, there is an inyan of Ben Noach to live with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not to be involved in Hovei Shamayim. Even though they have a natural inclination to know about it, there's certainly such an inyan. And that is probably what was going on in Chanoich. How do I know that is going on in Chanoich? Because the Ramban in Bereishis Dalid Pasuk Aleph, O Yie Es Hashem, V'Knisi Es Hashem. Okay, Kan Kiz Hashem. Es Hashem Kmo Vayishalich Chanoich Es Elokim. Es Elokim Es Halich Noach. So the Ramban there compares Es Elokim Es Halich Noach. And it's Halach Chanuch of Elkim. So I assume that Chanuch reached his Maila, they lived with the Rabbi Nisharim. He wasn't Nifta, Achle Hevishamayim. So the Chir is, you understand, what we're aiming for is not to be involved in this. And the Gemara Shabbos, so I said, look, okay, it's not a problem with Tom Tia, it's not a problem with this. But the Ramban of the Rabbi Nisharim, this is what we're aiming for. And the Gemara Shabbos has a zilus to get involved in it. Okay, is that okay? Good to say that. And I keep on, answering the kasha, and I bring up something else, and I'm like, okay, good. Now, next, okay. So I want to say pshat. Okay, just plain pshat. Okay, I see this is pshat. If you look at the Ramban, let's read the Ramban again. Hu amit hu mitzvah al der azirus. She is taklubo viodienu viodiu asidais lishahu umois. Kiinyan hamemro hashenis shechosa vioma koyedea lachshoi kufus of mazolus in a machashim. All of oime es toil hashem lo yabitu umaisi odo gloi rohu. Okay.
You make them a mean.
Okay, the Ramban is telling him the truth. We have to give him a chance. What he did was, you remember last week, we pointed out that it's not clear in the Rambam that the two members of the Gemara go together. We don't know, maybe yes, maybe no. But the Ramban learns, Bo zeh liman al zeh, it really is one whole inyan. And the Pasuk, you see, we have no clue, ki chochmaschem ibnaschem leinei amim. Which is amazing, okay? Because he chachmasa meina aschad amim in Sifro, in the Gemara with the Zoro, okay? In Pashtun and Pshuto Shel Mikra is referring to Tera, okay? Ki he chachmasa meina aschad leini amim, okay? And the Gemara has a drosha, you see, usually, okay? have to keep in mind, unless it's Tam Drash Baum, okay? The Ramban usually says that in the Drosha there's something Tmuna in the Pasuk, or something, okay? But L'cheira, it just doesn't fit, okay? Then the other Pasuk is talking about a person who has the ability to understand the way the basic laws of the universe, to understand the operation of the universe, and doesn't look at it and doesn't see Morabu Masech Hashem Espoil Hashem Lo Yabitu Umaisa Yodav Lero. And L'Cheir Ramban has said and clearly said that these two members are the same member, correct? That's what he says. So L'Cheir, what you're trying to do over here is not to tell the goy the asidois, but to use this as a vehicle to be like Avraham Avinu, Aveo al Abriyos, that ki'ilu to show the world the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're using the Gili Asidus not as a mobile of Avodah Zarah, but pointing out that the Ribbono Shel is Manig the Olam, and they're nothing. And you're going out of the way, you're trying to makish this whole point. It's only a mobile of Avodah Zarah, where the Ramban learns a mobile of Avodah Zarah, okay? You see, over here, even according to Ramban Chumash, that Es Elokim is Halech Noyach, is not to go after Hovei Shemayim, because their Hovei Shemayim, it makes it almost into a fatalistic religion, that, you know, that everything in mechanism is. Here, what we're trying to do is, and that's why he compares it to Avodah Zarah, where it's Mabul Avodah Zarah or not, Hovei Shemayim had to do with Avodah Zarah, okay? That's very clear, Ramban. That's the Kosh Kei. Otherwise, the Kosh Kei doesn't make any sense. In other words, you can have that people want to do it, but to be involved in this mechanistic idea that the Shamayim are doing something, that already is a problem. And what these people are doing, the Chachamim, ki hi chochmaschem v'yatschem leina amim, what we're trying to do is to megala the godless hateva. And it really is one thing. We're telling them that it's the Ribbono Shel Olam and Morav Masech Hashem, and that's what Torah is all about, and that's what we're trying to show them. And that's the two members together. We're using the Asidus as a way, as a vehicle to teach Goyim.
How does it work?
What? One second!
Why is that for Jews then?
What?
Why would it be also for Yidden?
Who's? No. If who said it's also for Jews either? We're allowed to look at the Ma'at Hashem in order to see the goddess of the Bria, okay? We're using this only to prove to the Goyim, that it's not, that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Let me just meet you some things, okay? That's okay, what's that? Gemara Shabbos. Omer Mazutra. Let's just see. I want to show you the whole Gemara in Shabbos and move on. There's more in the Sugi in Shabbos. Omer Zutra Batuvia. Omer Rav. Va'aloy meido ve'echol min amargush. Chayiv Misa. Va'yerdeya l'chashe kubuz mazol z'eil choyshe osa l'sap v'emel. And this is one member with osa l'sap v'emel. Magushta l'av shmur chara v'chaoshe. It's a magician, Machar Magdufe. We'll see what Gdufe is. The Stayim, the Rav, the Omer Gdufe, the Omer Mazutra, Omer Zutra, Matuvi, Omer Rav, Aloy Midovechu, Miramogush, Chayim Nisa. These are the names. Chaoshe, Hoksimo, Sumulasa, Matalome, Lohobin Lohiris. But it means, by meaning, there's no head to Lohobin Lohiris. Omer Rav Shimon Bar Pozi, Omer Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, בישום בקפוק, הוא יודע לך שתקופס מזולויס, ואלוכי שבור הכוס ואוי מר, ואת פה להשם לא יביטו,
So a magush is a min whose meisis that the koyach linegas olam is totally bekechov mazolis. Okay, minim, and there's no heter even lohav lohayleis, but if you're using den chokhma, just the opposite, to makir this whole approach, and you're showing them what the pasuk is saying, you're trying to show them as Pol Hashem lo yavid, okay? And the Rashi Shabbos, min hamamshichoy labodizoro. Rubavon is gedufe min ha'odek labodizoro, machal tomeret Hashem, meitzachem lo labodizoro. Rav Yonison Lulniel, Shabbos, Lamedbeis, Omedbeis, Tapirif, Lodov Echem, and Amogish, who mean, Bechai Misa, Misha Mashiach, Lodov, the few, Vatay, Rotalu, Lalame, Mimeno. Because you shouldn't have anything to do with them. For your day, Lachashi, Bechule. Listen to the end of this. Listen to Slovenia Yenisa. Lefi, Shuchoch, Mumuforalo, Makir gadus kainoi shetiknum kiritzoinai. It's talking about the gadus of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'ein behem koyach l'shanis ma shenigzar aleihem. The chamo is just a cog in the wheel, in the whole motor, the whole system. Lo lehetiv v'lo lehora el kiritzein habere shedon bedin bir yosef kechetzer. And this is the issue between the Hevei Shomayim and the approach, okay? The Hevei Shomayim are saying there's the Menshola from the Chama, and that's what's doing it. And what we're doing is putting the two Gemaras together, we're saying it's for the Rabbi Mishra. Then he says, I'm continuing, V'yake to'us ha'mishtachvim la'shemesh v'ereach she'toyim v'oimim she'meirim metiv metivim. The Yodea Lohoshim es Apikuris, the Et Hamagosh. See, he's putting the whole Gemara together. It's a package deal. Okay? He puts Magosh right here together, correct? This is Rabbeinu Yonison. So I would tell you, that's Pshat Rambam. So it's an amazing thing that the Goyim, who think that's a raya for them, we can use it. We not know how we do this, okay? We're using this in a way to turn the world around. And that's the reason we're going, and that's a zealot. I understand. Everything makes sense. It's no steer to anything. Let me read you a sefor noy. In Chumash. Kihi chochmaschem. Kihi chochmaschem. Bo tashivu li apikuris. Bimoifsim sichliyum. That's what he understands, the pasuk. And this, I thought, was, you know, like an endnote to this discussion. Now, more. Okay. Now, let me read to Rabbeinu B'chaye in Chumash. Sometimes, Rabbeinu B'chaye goes together with Ramban, usually, but there he can't prove anything from it, but it shows a direction. I want to read to Rabbeinu B'chaye in Chumash. Rabbeinu B'chaye in Chumash, you have to stand, I'm always banging my head a lot on this. I can't say that I got there, but I think I'm better than I was. Okay? Rabbi Chaim Chumash says that this is the maila of Chanuch and Noyach. Sheikiru, listen to this. Shemahalach HaKoychov, I'm going to read it to you, I'm just telling you what he says, and then I'm going to read you the words inside. That the Mahalach HaKoychov Mazolois is, they will makir it, and they will masik that it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That Shoyler Aleim.
Rabbeinu b'chayim b'reishis e posik hop dalet. Vayis chanech chanuch es elokim.
Okay?
And this is what Ramban talks about. The mile of his halchus is the same mile as Noyach, which this mile, what we're talking about, that is not niftach etov v'shamayim, but it's with the Rabbeinu Shem.
So he says that this. Mailus milis is halchus, lo yizoche rak b'tzadikim, kegoin chanoich noyach v'avrom. Hu shizke kan chanoich, v'yishalich chanoich, uksib noyach es olokim es halach noyach. Uksibi Avrom, his halach lefonai behei somim. Bekulon hisigu. Listen to this, okay? This is the way Bechayyam is speaking. Bekulon hisigu. Mahalach Hashemesh bekei chaysov agedolim hamurim al shiltenis adin hakol v'roy memusay yizborach kmo she'ani osid. Lichtoy be'ezasem izborach. Okay, so that is pretty clear. Okay, now let me just add another Rabbeinu Bechaya, but let me add it anyway now. Maybe it's a little bit too early, but I'll leave another one. Esolokim is Halech Noyach. Okay, Esolokim, that was Chanoch. L'chor, it's all the same, correct? Because the amazing thing is, he quotes the Gemara in Shabbos. And that's the amazing thing, this Rabbeinu Bechaya. That's what they call, excuse me, anyone used the pun now, but that, I think that they will take good shape over you. Okay? Here it is. Esolokim is halach noyach. V'yadua kimidas is halchus. Lo mitanuho rach b'yichidi ador. Mashkos v'akosu achre Hashem elokechen teleichu. V'loi oma his halchu. Lefishu medabe in kla Yisrael. V'amayla g'doyla zeis einenu kiim b'prote ha'yichidim. Sgulois kol dor v'dor. V'oid she'ein loshon zeh neufel el ha'tzadik she'hisig ma'ilis ha'shemesh v'kriches ha'gargalim v'ketzad heim polilim pulois b'shvolim v'fi she'im ha'asoga ha'zois mispalsim ma'ilis adoin ha'kol v'roi m'musay. Okay? The same Rabbeinu Bechaya over here also, okay? V'chein omadov rashomayim misafim keel u'maisi odav ma'agirakir. Then he says, u'mizeh oma rabiseinu zichreinu levocho kol yadeh lechashev betkufus u'mazolais v'eno cheshev ol v'akosu v'oime v'espole l'ashem lo yabitu v'goime u'ksiv lo yodu v'lo yovinu b'chashechi yishalochu. V'alkein oma b'noyach es olokim is halech noyach. Ki hisig mahalech ha'shemesh v'kechosa v'atzumim v'yod v'kechos ha'kechom mazolos v'loi not alib achreim ki yod v'chochmosoi ki yesh siba el yoyna akulom v'nit b'chbo in the siba el yoyna. V'zeh behepech mi'an shei doroi she'oidei ha'shemesh v'oyushkuis b'avodizor v'amazolos כיחוב מזולויס, ואיסים איסם אלוהוס, וזה שכוסר ותשחוך איס אורץ, כי תהיה סעדס, אחרי עבודזור נקרא שכוסר, כפי שתזר פה. So, you know something? I didn't say anything. Okay? So, okay, we say it. Now, one second. However, there's a major problem over here. So, here, so l'chayla is a mile for everyone to be misatik in this chokhma, to see the way the world works and to see the Rabbeinu Shalom, okay? But you're using it as a vehicle to goyim. The Megala Asiris, that's not interest. We're not interested in Yasidus.
but you use the Megala Sinis by the Goyim in order to, you know, in order to bring them under the fold. At least, you know, that they shouldn't be able to have a result. So there's no problem of Tum over here. There's no problem of anything, correct? Now, and you're not asking, you're not looking for the futures, you're not going to someone besides Nevi'ah for Chassidah. So it means, according to Rabbi Chaya, this sugi in Shabbos is a Fav ben Noach, and that's the way to mark the Briah, and that lechur, that's the ideal. It's not kilu bring it to them Hogvei Shamayim. You bring it to them the Rabbi Lishol. There's one problem here, and I just don't get it. Okay, there's a bit of Chaya at the beginning of Parshas Yisro. It's like a monkey wrench in the whole thing here. I mean, Bechaya, the question is, you find a very strange thing in Torah. At least with the Rambam, V'yikah B'Shem Hashem, V'yikah V'yikah, okay? You find that the proselytizers, okay? The proselytizer was Avraham Avinu, okay? Yitzchak and Yaakov sat down, they basically taught the family, and they got involved in the Manashi Yitzhavis, Bona B'nai Beisai. But who was, like, in mass, was Avraham Avinu, okay? So why was it Avraham? And Rabbi Bechai says, Moshe had this Milo also. Based on Rabbi Bechai, beginning Parshas Yisroel, Mal Peloshon, Eitz Chaim, Vesalit, the solid bore Shabaguach. So he says that some people are gifted with the gift of speech and explaining things and to be an expert person in a situation of a debate. Okay? And some people are not gifted. Okay? Everyone has their abilities. He says that the Margolis, that the Gemara Baba Basra was talking, and listen to this. Shekhen Dorshu, he says, V'chol zeh b'rufuas haloshim v'ha Margolis shoyis atuluyim b'tzavolei. Avraham had the gift of speech. Shekhen Dorshu, Avraham had the gift of speech. Margolis achas hoyis atuluyim b'tzavolei shal Avraham Avinu. שכוחילי שרויה איסו מיד מסרפה וכשחילי איסו מחילי הנפש וכשנפטה מנועי למנות לו בתול בגלגל החמו תלות גלגל החמו הוא ביר זה כי הם של המידה הזויס שהיא מאיר עיניים למאגולס המאירו ואומה תרויה בצבו לפי שעדי בו הוא בגורם וכל מי שהיה לו יחילי הנפש וישמי את דבורו של אברהם אבינו מיד היה מסרף מחולי ושנפטע מנורי לו לא הישה אחרו שום נברו שיירה על אלוהוסוי של הקודש ברוך הוא ועל ייחודוי אל גלגל חמו. ולכך אומר okay, it's much an amazing thing. But this cross of Mount Beloshon, Eitz Chaim, Ufuas Haloshon Shal Avraham, for Yisiba Shenichnasu Rabim Tachas Kante Ashchina, for Oilem Eitz Chaim, Kiyin Shekos of Zanefer Shehosu Becholon, Bechule, Ufuas Loshon Shal Moshe Rabbeinu. So, you find that there's a certain gift of speech, the ability to debate, the ability of everything, okay? And then what was left over is a Shemayim Misakim Kvei Kel. And that Yitzchok did not use. Either you see it or you don't see it. So how does a person who knows the Chochma Velokus by telling the Asidus, and they, Avraham, had the ability to explain to them why, you know, it's not the way you understand the Moshe, but it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay? But to say, the way the Gemara says, Tam, and even though it's only a Zilus, the Odei L'Chashev, that he knows the Melocha, that you go around telling Goyim this, and that you should assume the Goyim should see as Poel Hashem lo Yabito, you know, that he see Poel Hashem Yabito in Chol, is an amazing thing. So I would have said, Tachmei Chiteise, okay? Okay. The Mir Hashem, I think, you know, we'll pick up next week. If you, and I'm going to say, okay, say that.